This is Wyoming Radio News.
I'm Doug Randall. The Sweetwater County Commissioners have voiced their concerns about talk of expanding the Seatskedee National Wildlife Refuge by more than 100,000 acres near Fontanelle Dam. Amy Richards reports.
The commissioners this month sent a letter to the Bureau of Land Management saying they feared losing multiple-use management of the land for activities like fishing and hunting. The 100,000 acres is now administered by the BLM. The wildlife refuge is run by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Region 6 Refuge Superintendent Dean Rundle told the Rock Springs Rocket Miner that there have been discussions but no formal requests by the Fish and Wildlife Service to transfer the land. Rundle says any such proposal would have to undergo extensive public review. I'm Amy Richards.
Money continued to flow into the state's main checking account in April at a pace ahead of the Consensus Revenue Estimating Group forecast. Jim Robinson, senior economist with the state's Economic Analysis Division, says general fund revenues are leading the forecast by about 4%. He says revenues from severance taxes and royalties are benefiting primarily from Wyoming's natural gas prices being higher than expected.
You know, really, I think the story now is becoming the severance tax and the federal mineral royalty piece, just because of natural gas prices being a little bit better than we expected, but also very, very stable, not seeing the big swings that we used to.
I'm Doug Randall.
Wyoming Radio News.
40% of the women who have heart attacks die from it. And that could have been me.
Diane had an emergency angioplasty at Cheyenne Regional.
Women are famous for taking care of others. We're mothers, we're wives, and we tend to just think about taking care of everybody else. Women need to stop and listen to what's going on in their bodies and understand that if you take good care of yourself, you'll be able to enjoy life for a lot longer.
See your physician regularly or find one at crmcwy.org.